My friend, if you do not plan your year will plan you. And most people don't realize this until they haven't reached their goals. They're broke, they're burnt out, they're exhausted. So today I'm walking you through the exact process that my husband Hamish and I do every single year. We map out our entire year in only a few hours. Okay, and I'm about to show you how we do it. Get ready. Welcome to 2026. Oh my God, we are here. It is the new year and we are about to plan and map out the year like a boss, and you're only gonna need a few hours. In the last episode that Hamish and I recorded, which is our annual goals and intentions podcast that we do, we take you through our goals and intentions workbook, we choose our word of the year, we recap what was, and we talk about creating in the future. So here we are, January 2026. Oh my God. I love this year, by the way. Before we get into today's episode, I just want to let you know, I am feeling very refreshed, very calm, very excited to create and work. I was very crispy. I was burnt like fried charcoal at the end of 2025, and joyful and happy. I mean, it was an amazing year. I got so much of what I wanted, hit a lot of goals, many goals, too many goals, goals I didn't even have as goals at the beginning of the year. I traveled, I did all this beautiful stuff, but yo, November just fried me. It was like max grill, fan forced. I was done, okay? So I think I said to you guys, I was not looking forward to 2026. I was like, I'm struggling to find excitement for this year because I'm so like traumatized and burnt out from 2025. But I've had a few weeks off. I've been chilling with my kids. I've been going to the beach. I got my little light glow on. I've been exercising every day. I've been on a bit of a calorie deficit, not for a new year, new me bullshit, but because I really wanted to clean up. Traveling will do it to you. When you travel, yo, I'm just going to say, I love Alex Hormozi. One day I heard him say, like, if you want to lose 20 pounds, if you want to make $1 billion, if you want to have the best relationship in the world, like, you have to focus solely on that. It's very hard to be like, I'm in a calorie deficit, I'm losing weight, and I'm also making 8 figures, and I'm also having the best motherhood journey. It's like, these things are hard and require your attention. And I ain't gonna lie, I gave all of my attention to my business in 2025. I gave my attention to Becoming Magnetic, the book, which is about to have a 1 year anniversary. Anyway, I'm telling you all this to tell you that I was crispy, and maybe you were crispy last year as well. And I firmly believe if you do not plan your year, as I said, your year goes on without you. People will book you and move you and say this and do that and offer this and offer that. And before you know it, the year has been booked and planned. And here we are in November again. So I really want you to take some time. The promise here is that we give you 10 simple steps that we utilize. We do this in our life, in our work, in our business, in our relationship. And this is how we plan our year. We've been doing this shit since 2010. And many of you messaged me after the Goals and Intentions podcast and were like, we want to know how you plan your year. So I'm about to take you behind the scenes. Where's my notes? I got notes for you today, my friend. And I just want to say one massive thing. A shout out to y'all watching on YouTube. Thank you. They say as you build it, they will come. If you show up, people will come. And I've been showing up on YouTube, and I'm just so grateful to the community for your comments. You don't even know, like, for liking my video and for commenting. And those of you that have subscribed, thank you so much. It just makes me be like, okay, this is working. Y'all are loving the shorts. You're loving the channel. I'm just so grateful. And obviously, you know, my Spotify friends, I love you. I hope you're loving the video now on Spotify. And my audio fam bams, I love you to death. And thank you for rocking with me. But please go over to YouTube, like and subscribe. Okay, share this with a friend, all that stuff. All right, let's get into it. Let me just show you something real quick. This is ridiculous. Okay, RIP 2025. This was the calendar, okay? Yo, this shit, I'm going to tell you now, 2025 was fucking crazy. And I actually have a little visual I can show you. How do I do this? Here we go. All right, there we are. Can you all see this? Those of you watching on YouTube, this is, I'm just going to put it on my face. This was my 2025, okay? No wonder I'm a little bit traumatized. This shit was no joke. I don't know if you can like, I don't know if I can zoom in. Let me see one second, Ecamm Live. I don't know if you can check out September, my travel in the United States. August, I got sick twice, had vertigo. November was like, forget it. Don't even, November's like, ha ha ha, you're so funny. Look at April doing nothing, just chilling. Look at January. I mean, I wasn't chilling. This was my entire book tour, right? Becoming Magnetic came out. It was my whole book launch tour. It was wild. But I have this big ass calendar that I got my designer to make for us. So I said to my designer, can you make me one of those massive ass calendars? And I have a beautiful printer, gorgeous printer, Gary from Tiger Printing. I love Gary. And I'm like, Gary, can you make me big ass calendars? And we'll send these out to our clients. We make them an A4 and make them huge. I cannot tell you how impactful it is to have that calendar. I'm getting ahead of myself. So let's get back into what we're about to do. Okay. So I'm going to share with you what we do. So first of all, I really want to say that intentionality matters. When you are planning anything, you need to be intentional, okay? Because amazing things that you want are not going to happen by accident. It's going to happen by you being prepared and planning. And at the top of my calendar, it says, the best way to predict the future is to create it, right? It's a quote that's on the top. How do you predict the future? How do you decide how your life's going to turn out, how your business is going to go? You create that thing. And remember, you are a creator. Everything you've built, you built it. So you can build again. Pipe dreams will stay pipe dreams without the S word, structure, which is my word of the year. It's my 2026 word of the year. And I don't know. It's not sexy. It's not fun, but structure. And when I tell you I have desired structure, even on holidays, like we're on vacation right now, right? We're taking 30 days off the business. We close the business. If you have emailed me, I love you. Nobody's checking those emails right now. We are like deliberately off. I've scheduled my content. I've scheduled my podcast. This could have been in the past. You never know. But we've scheduled everything because I'm like, we're having a damn break. But I'm telling you now, structure is the thing that's going to support you when you are trying to build big dreams and have big business and have big goals, okay? Planning is what really helps you create space for the strategy side of things and the magic. Don't worry, we're not going to overbook your calendar. Don't worry. I have done that since 2017, okay? We are going to be intentional about the time that we spend and how we structure and strategize the year, and we're going to leave space, espacio, for the amazing things to happen. And I want to say a big shout out to one of my mentors who is a dear friend, Taki Moore. I love him to death. Got to work with Taki for quite some time. Was a great student. Listened to him, made a shitload of money, and we became friends. He's an amazing human being. And he says, cash flow follows your calendar. I love that. And it's so true. Cash flow, your money, will follow what's booked into your calendar. However, I'm going to add something, Taki, and I know you'll like it. I love you. I'm going to add something. Content and cash flow follows your calendar. When we break this down, you're going to see, for those of you that struggle with what do I post on Instagram, for those of you that are struggling with social media in general, not knowing what to post, not knowing what to say, not engaging, not building your fan base. By the way, fan base training is in the description below. Click the link if you want to get it. It will teach you how to grow a connected fan base online, which you need in 2026. Forget followers, baby. You need a community that you can monetize and work with and love up, or else your shit's not going to pop off. Side note. So content and cash flow is going to follow your calendar. That all starts in your calendar. So what we're about to do right now is going to hook you up so well. Now, you cannot co-create with the universe, okay? Or God or Buddha or Allah, whoever you believe in, if you haven't even opened up and chosen the diary. If you haven't put things into place, you can't co-create any magic. So we're going to make sure that that happens here. So first and foremost, step one, we're going to plan this out in a few hours. Okay, I want you to write the steps down or check the timestamps or what is it called, a transcript, copy and paste that shit, put it into chat, do whatever you got to do, because I want you to have this process. So when you leave and you stop listening to me, you're going to go off and do it. And then you're going to message me and say, I did it. This is my plan. Message me, DM me, email me, whatever. Please let me know you did this shit, because I'm telling you, this can change everything for you in 2026. Let's get it. Okay, step one. I already told you that one. Choose your word of the year. Why, Erica? That doesn't matter. Baby, it matters. Remember, intentionality. When you have a word of the year, it sets the tone. The word holds the focus and the energy and the power of your year. Your word becomes like this subconscious decision-making filter for you. What is the word that 2026 is going to encompass for you? You could have more than one word, okay? I'll tell you what, when I chose my word of the year in 2025, and many of you who listen to the Goals and Intentions podcast, you saw I stole Hamish's idea and I took two words. Why not? Why not two? And it was arrive and amplify. And it was all about arriving. Like, I am here, bitches. I'm arriving. I'm turning that shit up. And then I'm going to amplify my arrival. And I went overseas. I launched my book in two continents in the Caribbean. Like, amplified. Talk about amplified. We amplified every bit of our business. I amplified everything. So those two words were chasing me. They became like my anchors for the year. So your word will become your anchor for the year. So be mindful. What is your word of 2026? Write it down. Share it. Like, that's the thing. And this is exactly why we created the Goals and Intentions workbook. So if you haven't got it yet, DM me 2026 or click the link in the show notes and let's get it. So first and foremost, decide on your word of the year. My word is structure. Yay. So fun. But it's going to be fucking good. Trust me. This is good for me. This is good for you, Erica. Structure. You need structure. All right. Number two, get a massive year-long calendar. Go to Officeworks, Staples, whatever office place you have where you live. Or if you're fancy and you have a designer, get your designer to make you a 12-month calendar. Go to a local printer. Support your local printer business and get that shit printed out. Ours is huge. I showed you. It's massive. And it needs to be 12 months in one area. I used to hate these kind of calendars because I'm a big calendar girl. I love me like the month, right? The 30 days, the 31 days in the month. I love it because I write really big and messy. I still have one of those as well. But this thing is incredible because bird's eye view, you get to see your month, you get to see your year. The good thing about these kind of calendars is it allows you to color code. Color coding is going to be so important in this process. So you can buy the little washi tape. It's like this little, do I have any on my desk? Hold on. Do I have any washi tape? I don't think I have any tape to show you. I was going to see if I did. Let me see. Hold on one second. Okay. I couldn't find like the roll, but basically I took this off my calendar. It's like some little glitter. It's like glitter tape. It's really cute. And I had this hot pink glitter tape everywhere that I was doing a speaking engagement. So whenever there was speaking, like this red, this hot pink glitter tape was all over my calendar. And it was like, Erica speaking, Erica speaking, Erica speaking. I used a black Sharpie for when I was flying. Why is black Sharpie everywhere? I had highlighter on certain things. I put red when there were school holidays, like when my kids were on vacation from school. And it was important, right? So anyway, get some washi tape, do some color coding. It is so much fun. And then you get to actually visually see your year for all my visual learners out there. So seeing it like that helps you from overbooking. And it allows you to kind of gauge what kind of year you're having based off of yourself, what you're planning, what your business is doing, what your family is doing, all of that stuff. Mine is custom. You can buy one from the store. It doesn't matter. But you honestly can't lead your year if you can't see your year. You need to be able to physically see it. All right. So step three, eliminate all your distractions. I have two beautiful children, two boys, 10 and 8, and they are crazy. Like, boys are, right? They be busy. And every 5 minutes, somebody wants some strawberries. And we're right now on vacation. So, of course, they're like eating everything, 10Xing all the food and all the things. And so when Hamish and I wanted to do this, I think I told you guys that we went to a hotel. I called my in-laws and said, can you have the boys? If you don't have babysitter help, should I've been to McDonald's so the kids could play in the playground and we planned this shit. You could also do like a little daycare program. You could call in a friend that you trust or keep them busy for like 2-3 hours. Let them play their little games or do a little arts and craft so you have some time to do it. But the point is you really need to eliminate all distractions. You can't be having your phone up. You can't be on a laptop. You can't be doing 55 things. There's no multitasking here, ladies, okay? No multitasking. This needs to be undivided attention for the year that you are building. And I'm telling you, after even 2-3 hours, it's sorted. But then you might come back to it. You might marinate, you might fall asleep. Like me and Hamish yesterday, we were like, actually, we need to add in to the calendar. But our calendar is fleshed the fuck out. So now we know where we can add things in. And it's amazing. So make sure you make that time. Like, you're treating this like a strategy meeting with your future self. It's a meeting with your future self. You ain't gonna fail her. You're gonna come ready. So that's number three. Number four, I love this. I love this part. And this is new for us. So I've never talked about this because I never did this. But I'm doing this now. Add monthly themes. So what does that mean? So your themes are like for January, for example, my theme for January is like my new year energy. Our focus is goals and intentions. Ba, ba, ba. My clients, where are my clients at? My clients are looking for the new mentor they're going to hire, me. My clients are like, all right, let's map the year so that it's intentional. So guess what? Friday, the 23rd of January, the Queen's Table and I are sitting down and we are mapping out intentionally 2026. We ain't playing. Like, we're doing this together inside of our amazing community. So you have to know where your people are at, the people that you serve, where are they at in January? What's the vibe? What's the theme? Or maybe like February. What is February for you? March is International Women's Day. So I will always have a theme around empowering women. I feel like I empower women all day, every day. But like the world is aware of women on International Women's Day month. It's a month. It's a whole month. It should be a fucking year, but it's a month, right? So I know that the world is across that. So everybody's energy is in that space. December, people are in the holiday mode. November, there's a theme of, oh shit, the year's about to end. So I know a lot of people are purchasing and learning and growing and developing in November. So I want you to think about industry moments. I want you to think about national holidays, international holidays. I want you to think about your launches, your lead magnets, the events that you're running. Right? What's it about for you? I know in February, I am, like, my first speaking engagement is in February. So I have quite a lot of flying in February. I'm on planes. My February and my March are pretty busy. So I'm not going to pack anything else into it. So those are times where those themes are done, right? Now I'm like, what is my client doing in January? New year, new me. In February, what is she looking at? I'm trying to grow my personal brand. In March, maybe the lack has gone, oh, my excitement has died down and we need a little bit of identity and mindset work, right? Like, I'm going off of what my client needs and what the themes are for my business, my events, my launches, my programs, all of that stuff. So I want you to think about that when you're doing your themes of the month. This should gauge and work alongside your business and what you're doing and what you're offering. And that's where that cash flow follows your calendar and the content too. Number five, step five. Add in all your special dates, like your birthdays, your anniversaries. Is there weddings that you're going to, school holidays, your kids' vacation time, any family commitments? Like, this will prevent the resentment of you being like, we never got and did that thing. I forgot to send my friend that gift. I forgot about so-and-so's birthday. Like, put all that in, the important stuff, right? The stuff that's really important to you. You don't want to miss an anniversary. You want to miss your friend's wedding, whatever. Somebody's having a baby around this time. Block it into your calendar. Step six, you want to drop in your promotional windows. Listen to me. Amy Porterfield was the first person to say this to me, and I'm going to say this to you. She was correct. You love to plan, Erica, your events and your open cart and your launches and your, you know, retreat and all that stuff. But guess what happens? You can't just plan a retreat. You have to plan the 6-month window before the retreat. Why? Somebody needs to make a landing page. Somebody needs to write emails. Somebody needs to do content and campaigning on social media for the retreat to sell it 2 months before. What needs to happen? Do Facebook ads need to go out? Does copy need to be written and content need to be created for the Facebook ads? Make sense? Like, you can't just go, I'm doing an event in April. That's it. Cool. So January, February, March, April. Okay. So March and February are going to be selling event months. You're going to be selling your event in April and February. So I really want you to think about this. The promotion doesn't start when you launch. It starts 2 to 3 months before, sometimes 4 months before. I tell my event lady for the whole year, we're telling Selena, these are all the events for the year. We're going to be getting venues now. We're going to be doing landing pages now. Because as soon as I can put up that link and say to y'all, hey, we have an event and sell tickets, cash flow. The event's not till August. I'm selling tickets in January, February, March. Make sense? This is how we sell out our retreats. This is how we sell out every event that we do. This is how we do it. Make sure you drop in your promotional windows. I want you to really think also about your team. If you have a team, you need to be getting them copy, content, all that shit. You can't be getting your VA stuff last minute because that's annoying and they get annoyed at that. If you're doing podcasts for this thing to sell, you want to get the podcast batched and, you know, put forward. If you are solo, you really need to get prepared. If you're alone, you can really sabotage because nobody's calling on you going, hey, so-and-so, what's up? Where's your thing? You can't be giving it to me last minute. Because you're alone, you can do last minute, but last minute is stressful. So try to really drop in the windows of promotion for the things that you are doing. And you will see quickly, oh shit. Okay, there's a lot happening here. There's a lot of moving parts that I usually forget or I smash in and overload. And then I get burnt out and I get exhausted because I gave myself no time. Doing an event doesn't take one event, one day. It takes 3 months. It's 3 months prior work. So get that ready. There's a beautiful quote that says, like, you can't build the plane while you're flying it. And this is exactly what we mean. You can't build your calendar while you're in it. You got to be prepared in advance. So drop in those promotional windows. Number 7, add the events that you want to attend. So when I have all my events, girl, I will let you know. You can go to the calendar and be like, Erica's got an event. Buy a ticket. Put it in your calendar. Maybe there's a conference for your industry that you really want to go to that every year you're like, I'd love to speak at that conference. I've told y'all, I've been trying to go to Lindsay Schwartz Powerhouse Women for so long, and I haven't been yet. And I really, really, really want to go. And I know when it is. I have it in my calendar. There's another event, Cultivate and Create. And I don't know if I'll be able to go to that one, but I want to. And so it's in my calendar. I know when these events are. I know what the Boston FCon event is on. I know when, let's say you want to go to VidCon or Kajabi's conference. You got to put this in there. When's the mastermind? When's the industry event? When's the conference? If it's not in your calendar, you're going to forget. And you're going to be like, shit, I wanted to go to that this year. So look for the dates. Find the events, especially for those of you that want to speak. If you want to speak at the Forbes Women's Summit, buy a fucking ticket and go. Be a good student. Be a good client. Sit there. Meet the people. Show your face. Dress really amazingly so people can remember you. And walk up to as many people that are important there and intro yourself. How can I support you? Hi, my name is so-and-so. If you can rhyme your name, do it, girl. Like, make it an effort. Many of us want to speak on these stages, but you're not willing to buy a fucking ticket and attend the event as an attendee? Come on now. That's what I'm saying. Number 7, steps, okay? Number 8, schedule time away. Now, Taki, my friend, has this as like number 1. Sorry, Taki. That's not my number 1, okay? If you want to put this as your number 1 and make it a step 1 instead of step 8, you do you, boo. But basically, this is about scheduling your vacations, aka holidays, your mini adventures. Hamish and I have booked 6 mini adventures. Mini adventures for the year. So we've got little like cabin getaway. Me and Hamish go to the spa getaway. You know, with the kids, we're going to go do this thing, you know, road trip. You know, we're going to go to the snow. Side note, I've lived in Australia for fucking 16 years, almost 17 years, and I've never been to the snow. And we have snow in Melbourne, where I live. Victoria has snow in the mountains. And my husband doesn't want to go because he got to put the tires on the chains on the tire. I'm like, yo, I'm from Boston. We never put no damn chains on the tires. We just skidded around. Australia's not going to let you skid around. So he's like, you got to put them around. I'm like, you don't even have to do it. You drive up to some dude, he does it for you. And then you climb up the mountain like a little car goat. So this year we have, he don't know, I'm going. We're going with the kids. We're going to make little, what are they called? Oh man, angel snowmen or whatever they're called. Like, I'm doing it. So we're going to the snow. We have to book this or Erica is a crazy person. And I will just, people will be like, can you speak at this event? Can you do this? Yeah, boom. Before you know it, no time for skiing and snow. No time for family shit. And then I feel terrible that we didn't get to do any cool stuff with the kids and the family. That's not happening though. But then that's what would happen to me because I prioritize my work, which in 2025, I'm going to tell you the truth. I prioritize my business, my book, my work over everything. And I already cried about it. So don't even make me cry again. Got a big aha. I was like, you know what? No, I love my work. I love you. I love the women. I love the women I haven't met yet. I love my passion and my purpose. But like, my babies are fucking everything. My husband is everything, everything to me. So I need to prioritize that. Hence why we scheduled our time away. If you don't have kids, go on mini adventures with your friends. Go do some fucking karaoke. Go do some fun shit. Go do a hobby. Schedule it in. Okay, that's it. I'm done yelling at you about that. I love you, okay? Step 9, review your capacity. Okay, now you've mapped quite a lot. The promotional windows, if they got you, don't worry, they get me too. I'll be like, damn, actually, April's not quiet because I have to create content for my event in fucking June or whatever, right? The promotional shit, all this takes time. Now you're going to look at your calendar. We have our 2026 calendar on the wall. And now you can have a look. Bird's eye view, zoom out. You're like, how does it feel? Which months feel full as fuck? Always for us, I'm going to keep it real. Always for us, the end of the year is empty. But then from some miracle, it ends up being the craziest time of the year. I feel like we do this really well for the first 6 months. And then like July, August, September, October, November come around. And they're like, bah, bah, shove everything in there. I don't know why it happens, but it happens. Look at your year now that you've done this process. Which month feels spacious? What month has a lot of space? Maybe you have a few months with a lot of space. Good. Look at that. Which months are too full? X them out. They're like black zone. You don't touch that shit. Like, I'm not touching February and March. They're done. If anybody asks me to speak or do whatever, I already know I'm at capacity for speaking. And that's what I know. Does it make sense? So then I'm like, cool, we're good. The other months are open. Here we go. Now you're going to decide where you will add more and where you will not add more. Okay. And I'm telling you, this is really cool because I'd be like, this looks a bit quiet and I'm not good at it. Like I'm not good at deciding what looks air quotes quiet. Hamish will be like, honey, that's not quiet because you're flying here. And then when you come back, you go there. And then we're doing this weekend and you're doing this webinar. And I'm like, oh yeah, okay, that's not quiet. Because again, the prep. If you're doing a keynote, you have to do your slides or talk to your designer to do your slides. You have to rewrite your keynote. I rewrite my keynote all the time, right? If you're doing a webinar, you've got slides. You've got presentation to make. You've got shit and content. So that requires time. So just have a look at your capacity and what months can you add things in that are going to support your sales, that are going to support your business, that are going to support your dreams. Some fun, add some fun in. Right? What months feel really good to have those mini adventures versus the months that you're doubling down on your business and your travel and you're busy, okay? Number 10, this is what I want to tell you personally that I highly recommend. It's similar to themes, but we're going to call it a monthly focus. Drop in a zoomed out focus for the month. It's not the theme, it's your focus. Are you focused on selling your program? Are you focused on the webinar you're going to run? Are you focused on a campaign? Are you focused on a brand sponsorship? Maybe you're doing a deal with a brand and you really want to focus. That month is that brand's month and you're working with them for the month. Is it about sales? Every month should be about sales. But are you doing a big push? Is there a certain little lead magnet or mini course or offer that you are selling? What is the focus for the month? And I think it's important because this is how your income becomes much more predictable and on purpose and intentional versus it being like a second thought. And when your calendar is sorted, your content is literally going to follow. So when you're like, I don't know what to post, you look at January. We're talking about goals and intentions. We're talking about new year energy. We're talking about if 2026 is the year where you want to blah, 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 this is how you plan your calendar. We're talking about the 17 things that are going to support you to have a killer 2026. I'm going to be talking about personal brand a lot because a lot of y'all are like, I want to build my personal brand, but we don't have the right information. So how will you actually build your personal brand? So I've got a lead magnet that's going to come out, your personal brand starter kit. So I can help people understand how to start building their personal brand. This is a great time of year for beginning things, starting things, what to do, how to do it. That's the theme and focus. Make sense? In February, it might be so much more focused on beliefs and identity. And maybe there's a lead magnet. Maybe there's a mini course. Maybe there's a training. Maybe there's a webinar in February. That's my focus, is getting people to show up to that masterclass. Yes, maybe March, my focus is for women to join the next level program because blah, 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 whatever. So I want you to think about this because when you do this monthly focus, you know what you're creating. You know why you're creating it and you know where you're going. It's like this is the GPS for the year. Now, all the content you create, everything you do makes sense based on the year that you're trying to have. Have an income goal. This isn't on here, but a bonus. Every month, how much do you want to make? What amount of money do you want to make in January, February, March, April? Make sense? At the end of the year, how much is that? Zoom out, break it up between 12 months. Are some months busier, some months quieter? How much money do you want to be making each month? What's a stretch goal? What's like reasonable? See if you can meet somewhere in the middle. If you don't have this stuff written out and planned out, it's not going to happen, baby. And I really love that Taki introduced that to me. Cash flow follows your calendar. When we have nothing booked in our calendar, no dollars are getting created. Your money gets created within your calendar. So think about that. And so doesn't your content. But that's a discussion for another day. So when you plan your year, you stop being reactive. You start leading from the front. You start being intentional. Your content gets clear, your business gets clear, your sales gets clear, you have more cash flow, like everything that you want has space to arrive in your calendar, okay? So you can do this together with your partner, with your business people, you can do this alone. I really highly recommend you do this. Run your year, don't let your year run you. Be intentional, sit down, get honest, decide what matters and when, and make this happen for yourself because this is going to be an incredible experience. If you give yourself 2 to 3 hours, it's going to be the bomb. I love you. Someone said to me, I should sell these calendars. I do not have them for sale, but maybe that'll be something I do next year. Who knows? Stay tuned. Thank you so much for being here. Make sure you comment, like, and subscribe, and I'll see you next week. My friend, if you do not plan your year will plan you. And most people don't realize this until they haven't reached their goals. They're broke. They're burnt out. They're exhausted. So today I'm walking you through the exact process that my husband Hamish and I do every single year. We map out our entire year in only a few hours. Okay. And I'm about to show you how we do it. Get ready.